From the GPB Newsroom, good Wednesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. All Georgians experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 can now get tested for the disease. Previously, only frontline workers with symptoms could get tested, this because of a shortage. Healthcare workers, first responders, law enforcement, and long-term care facility residents and staff will still be prioritized for testing regardless of symptoms. All patients do require a referral from their local health department or healthcare provider before going to a testing site. The Georgia National Guard will begin helping the state ramp up testing capacity for COVID-19. In a Facebook Live town hall today, Brigadier General Randall Simmons said the Guard will begin testing at 10 different locations across the state starting this Friday.
And our goal is to test about 1,200 a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we'll ramp it up to 2,000 a day starting Monday.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said the lack of testing in the state has been unacceptable. Less than 65,000 tests have been performed out of a population of over 10 million people. Hospitals in Georgia are adding capacity in advance of what is expected to be the peak of coronavirus infections, GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The extra hospital space is being set up with the input of state and local emergency managers at regional hospitals in Rome, Gainesville, and in Macon, where 24 beds and 6 pods of prefabricated buildings will be erected in a parking lot next to the medical center at Navicent Health. Spencer Hawkins of Macon-Bibb County Emergency Management has been a part of the planning.
They'll start installation of the units late in the month, sometime between the 23rd and the 27th, with a plan to have that open sometime around the 1st of May.
If construction goes as scheduled, that should make the overflow space ready at about the same time the University of Washington predicts the peak of Georgia coronavirus infections. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
County elections officials are now able to set up secure drop boxes for voters to put absentee ballots inside. The state elections board passed that emergency rule today. This is after the state mailed absentee ballot applications to all of Georgia's 7 million eligible voters. Georgia's primary has been moved to June 9th. Due to the coronavirus. And Grammy Award winner and feminist icon Ani DeFranco is launching a new radio program with Georgia Ties. Tonight at 10, folk music fans can tune into Righteous Babe Radio. It will kick off with a 2013 concert from Variety Playhouse in Atlanta. The show will feature unreleased performances and interviews several times a week. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.